Some of us have been expecting a new synod to be announced soon. The Church has been having synods of bishops in the Vatican every 2 years or so for some time now. And wouldn't you know it, a new one has in fact been announced that will address the Holy Priesthood. Yes, a synod on the clergy. Many were expecting a synod on any number of topics ranging from Laudato Si 2 to a synod on dialogue and group hugs, but instead we're going to get another synod that will seek to take the sacred and have it embrace the banal. So let's have a look at the story, because it will come to dominate Catholic discussion and life to some degree in the Church in 2022 and beyond, unless something changes significantly between now and then. But first, I wanted to thank the patrons of this channel for their continued support. It really does enable the work of this channel to continue and to grow. If you want to join the supporters of this channel, you can do so through Patreon or Subscribestar for as little as $1 a month. There are other options in the description box as well. It really does help this channel to keep going and to grow. And please support the other content creators you like as well. We are all going through some very strange time around here these days. Thanks. Back to our story. To truly understand this story, I want to take a bit of a step back to now the seemingly distant year of 2019. Writing for the National Catholic Reporter in that year, Mr. Pat Pariello wrote a piece saying that the Church needs a third Vatican Council, a Vatican III. Now, before anyone thinks this is a call for a council of the Church to address the ambiguity and confusion brought in the aftermath of the Second Vatican Council, and to correct the documents or scrap the council or whatever your personal favorite method to fix the way things are in the Church now as a response to the Second Vatican Council, that's not what is being called for here by Mr. Pariello. I'll give you a quick synopsis here of what Mr. Pariello is suggesting so that we can then frame the discussion of the coming synod on the clergy. Quoting the article from 2019, Mr. Pariello describes internal debates and different sides being taken in the Church on various topics, most notably the stories most relevant to 2019, as well as the rise of traditional Catholicism as a new source of energy in the Church. Mr. Pariello sets up his analysis of the state of the Church by essentially saying that the Church should adopt the norms of the followers of Luther, Calvin, and Henry VIII regarding ordination, sacramental confession, and the various timeless teachings of the Church. To do this, he calls for a Third Vatican Council. And now, why a Vatican Council, by the way? Why not a Council of St. Gallen, which would be a much more apt place to hold such a council, in beautiful, remote St. Gallen, so that the bishops of the Church can meet in peace and tranquility and get to the business of the Church in the place that has proven most influential for the thinking of the Church in our present age, and they can do it without all that much interruption from the outside world. It's a pretty remote place. He calls for this council to include laity as the driving force for the council. What he didn't see at that time, but maybe he does now, since we are now talking 2 years later, is that we are getting a Third Vatican Council of just the kind he is proposing, but not in a formal conciliar setting. This isn't going to be a Third Vatican Council, but rather we're getting it piecemeal in the synodal way Francis is leading with his seemingly routine synods that happen every 2 years. And to be abundantly clear, we're not talking about like the Synod of Bishops in Germany. This is a synod of all the bishops of the Church meeting together in Vatican City. And Francis is having this done in a number of different reasons, including synodal methods don't really need to be bound by either expectations or presentations of infallibility, since synods are less formal mechanisms for the Church to address whatever topic of the day the bishops feel require their attention, while still having the backing of the Pope. Remember that, and also remember that this process allows the present pontiff and his likely like-minded successors to not feel bound by their decisions in the future if need be. To that end, let's have a look at the latest synod that has been proposed. Cardinal Ouellette, the one-time cardinal associated with the hermeneutic of continuity and Benedict XVI, but since the arrival of Francis has been a vocal supporter of Francis's vision for the Church, has announced a synod to address the holy priesthood and vocations. Now let's take a look at Cardinal Ouellette's boundless wisdom on this. From the Catholic News Service, quote, "Increasing vocations to the priesthood, improving the way lay people and priests work together, and ensuring that service, not influence, motivates requests for ordination are all possible outcomes of a major symposium being planned by the Vatican in February 2022. A theological symposium does not claim to offer practical solutions to all the pastoral and missionary topics of the Church, but it can help us deepen the foundation of the Church's mission, said Cardinal Mark Ouellette, prefect for the Congregation for Bishops and the chief organizer of the symposium planned for February 17th to the 19th of 2022. The symposium, toward a fundamental theology of the priesthood, seeks to encourage an understanding of ministerial priesthood that is rooted in the priesthood of all believers conferred at baptism, getting away from the idea of ordained ministry as belonging to ecclesiastical positions, the cardinal said at a news conference April 12. The three-day gathering, the cardinal said, is aimed specifically at bishops and delegations of theologians and vocations personnel from every country, although it will be open to other theologians and people interested in the topic. The relationship between baptism and ordained ministry needs greater emphasis today, Cardinal Ouellette said, but reviewing the foundations of a theology of priesthood also involves ecumenical questions not to be ignored. End quote. He then goes on to discuss various contextual topics that might be found in various places in the Universal Church that might make the priesthood look different in different places in the Church. This should sound familiar, as it is the continuation of the Pan-Amazon Synod. But Ouellette also included a giveaway for every claim of the world in this, which is why I started with Mr. Perriello's article at the National Catholic Reporter. I have that article linked today in the show notes over at returntotradition.org, so you can read it for yourself. He is asking for the Church to essentially get with the times and adopt the present state of the heirs of Henry VIII and to bring that into the Church. Vatican III, under his vision, would be Vatican II on rocket fuel, and the synodal way of Francis and Ouellette permits this to be done in smaller increments that will be ongoing, well, forever. At this point, I don't think we'll see another Council of the Church until the promised Great Council comes at the time of the Great Catholic Monarch. But that's probably not happening anytime soon. But the thing I don't get is this. For 50 years, the Vatican has been studying why vocations to the priesthood and religious life have been in decline. For 50 years. And the answer is now, and always has been, the same. Catechesis. That's what the cardinal is saying here. We need better catechesis, among other things. But he always leads with catechesis. But whatever this looks like in the end, whatever the end result is, we can expect the process to look something like this. The bishops need to have a pre-synodal conference first, so they can have their preparatory document. And then they'll craft their working document, followed by their final document that is based on what is said at the Synod. And then Francis will release a post-conference exhortation that takes some of what the Synod said and implements it, and takes the rest and tables it for later. Go back and look at what was tabled from the Pan-Amazon Synod. It's now being brought up at this proposed Synod that will be happening in just 10 months. Those documents, though, will supply the obligatory footnotes for the eventual changes to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Printing new editions of the Catechism is probably a cottage industry at this point, I'd imagine, and if you can get in on that business, more power to you. But that is what is coming, straight from the most knowledgeable cardinal himself. What is most likely to happen is that the synod will have some unpredictable effects on the laity and life in the Church. The previous two synods did. At the Amazon Synod, we had that idol thing happen in the Vatican Gardens and St. Peter's Basilica that Catholics still talk about to this day. Prior to that, we had Amoris Laetitia, which made a whole host of Catholic commentary and revitalization of traditional Catholicism possible. What will the next synod bring? Your guess is as good as mine, so let me know in the comments what you think, and please converse with each other in the comments with respect. My prediction is that this will be a very interesting time, and I plan to be here to bring you all the developments in that story as they unfold. So like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you can stay apprised of everything as it happens. As always, pray for the Church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.